Chapter 11, The Object of Sabbath School Work. Christian teachers and students are responsible to God for the gracious privileges they enjoy, for they are to be laborers together with God, bearing a decided testimony to the power of God's saving grace in the sight of earth and heaven. The efficiency and influence of the workers for God will be in proportion to their moral elevation and purity. The true Christian teachers will discern the import of the Sabbath school lesson, for their understanding will be open to comprehend the gospel. They will let their light shine to those who have taken no interest in the precious rays of truth. The door of the heart must be open to receive the light shining from the Word. One Christian student who receives the Word of God may be the means of blessing his fellow students. He can be a benefit to others if, patiently and kindly and interestingly, he will go over the lesson with those who do not take an interest in the things of God, and will make his instruction simple and definite. This kind of work will require the exercise of wisdom from above, that the worker may approach in an acceptable manner those who most need help, and lead them to Christ, where the wants of the soul may be satisfied. When the youth is converted, do not leave him in idleness, give him something to do in the vineyard of the Master. According to his ability, let him be employed, for the Lord has given to every man his work. Let us cooperate with the Lord in every line, and set in operation every means whereby the powers of those connected with the school may be developed for usefulness. The inhabitants of the world are ranging themselves under the banners of the two leaders of earth's inhabitants: Christ, the Prince of Life, and Satan, the Prince of Darkness, are urging men and women and youth into service. It is the work of the Christian teacher and scholar to make earnest efforts that the ranks of Christ may be continually increased, to invite every soul to stand under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. Avoid controversy. Lessons should be taught in the Sabbath school that will shed light into the chambers of heart and mind. And that this may be accomplished, the teachers must be under the influence of the Holy Spirit, that all selfishness may be subdued, that no hasty word may be spoken, no inconsiderate action may be performed, but that the grace of God may be manifested as working with human effort for the salvation of souls. This should be the great end of Sabbath school work. The Sabbath school should not be made a place for controversy. It is not the place to make differences of opinion manifested. Let all this kind of work be kept out of the school, and let harmony be maintained. If ideas are advanced that are questioned by members of the school, let not a combative spirit arise and discussion and controversy follow. The Sabbath school should be a place where the jewels of truth are searched for and rescued from their environment of error, and placed in their true setting in the framework of the gospel. Precious gems of truth, long lost sight of, are now to be restored to the children of God. The themes of justification by faith, the righteousness of Christ, should be presented in our schools, that the youth and children may understand these important subjects, and teachers and scholars may know the way of salvation. Sacred and eternal principles connected with the plan of salvation have long been lost from sight, but they must be restored to their proper place in the plan of salvation, and made to appear in their heavenly light, and penetrate the moral darkness in which the world is enshrouded. Let the youth take heed to the words of the wise man: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Let them walk softly, prayerfully, and carefully before the Lord, in continual dependence upon Him, and at the same time exerting all their powers, improving all their opportunities, trusting to what the Lord can do with their consecrated abilities. Let them inquire at every step, "Is this the way of the Lord?" Humility is a characteristic of those who have true wisdom, and, no matter what may be their attainments, they will not be self-confident and boastful. Lifelong service. The Lord calls for young men and women to gird themselves for lifelong, earnest labor in the Sabbath school work. Spasmodic efforts will not avail to accomplish much good, or to make you successful laborers in the work of God. By patient continuance in well-doing, you are to become laborers together with God. You are to reckon yourselves the servants of God by the day. Be diligent in your work for one day, and see that you make no crooked paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the path of rectitude by your misdoings. The Lord would have teachers in the Sabbath school work who can give wholehearted service, who will increase their talent by exercise, and make improvement on what has already been attained. The Lord would have working Christians in His church, for the worker has fewer temptations than those who have little to do. Those who truly believe in Christ will become laborers together with God. They will be governed by His Spirit, their affections will be purified, their passions will be controlled, and precious fruits will appear in their lives for the glory of God, for those who truly believe in Christ will reflect light. New light will ever be revealed on the Word of God to him who is in living connection with the Son of Righteousness. Let no one come to the conclusion that there is no more truth to be revealed. The diligent, prayerful seeker for truth will find precious rays of light yet to shine forth from the Word of God. Many gems are yet scattered that are to be gathered together to become the property of the remnant people of God. But light is not given simply to be a strength to the church, but to be shed upon those who are in darkness. The people of God are to show forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. Christ has said of His people, "Ye are the light of the world," and it is the mission of light to shine out and illuminate the darkness. Oh, may teachers and pupils be what the Lord designed that they should be when He gave His life that they might be the sons and daughters of God, and win the crown of immortal glory.